Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy call back from Omax Health. How can I help you?
Hi. Yes, I just got a email that my order is getting sent, and I had this issue last time the order got sent. I have changed the address, shipping address, multiple times, and then I'm sure they did it too because it had got sent to the wrong place. And then this email is now still saying the previous address.
Oh, okay. And what is your zip code and your name, please?
Vanessa Rodriguez, zip code for the old, I don't know which the billing zip code or the shipping zip code.
Yes, ma'am. Shipping's good for the one that we still
Chip
have.
for the one that you still have, the
Yes,
one that's
ma'am.
on the email.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. 43551.
Okay, 43551. Okay, and I thank you for that. Let's see. And you said your last name is Rodriguez?
Yes.
See, that's last name. Okay, I think I have your last name spelled wrong.
Can I just give you the order number?
Okay, did you place it through the call center, or is it an order that
No,
you
it's just
placed through the
a
website?
subscription. Yeah. Through the website. I did it a while ago. But I mean, this is like, so I've had the subscription for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. I don't even know. But the last one, I had changed the shipping address, got sent to the wrong place, and now this one is still saying the old shipping address.
Okay, what is that order number?
It is 91558.
Okay, perhaps that's a. Oh, I see it. I was going to say perhaps that's the fulfillment number there. Okay, so it's SH dash 91558. That's the new order. Okay, if you can please verify your address for security purposes, the entire address.
Which one? The
You
billing?
said that shipping is good, the one that we still
Okay.
have.
The one that it's saying it's going to is 1000 Hollister Lane, 1418 Perrysburg, 43551.
Okay, and what is that city and state?
Perrysburg, Ohio.
Okay, so I thank you for that information. Let's see, I went through the back way for this particular one, and I did get an account pulled up that it is showing that address as your shipping address, with your
Yeah, I
name.
don't know. Yeah. And
And
I've changed it. I mean, I sent emails for the last one in regards to it, so I don't know why it keeps shipping it there.
okay, so you were calling in regarding your subscription for the probiotic, prebiotic. Yeah, that's the product that it shows you have in subscription. So let me try to pull you up in the main system here since I see your email address. And I can connect them. Okay. So you just want to update the shipping? Is the billing address still the same?
Yeah, billing address same. The shipping's going to be the same as the billing now, but I mean, I just want to make sure I even get my order because it shouldn't be going to that address.
Okay, so let me pull exit out of there. All right, so today's the 16th. I'll just pull it up this way and I'll exit out of that one. Excuse me. All right, so I went back through the main system so that I can get you pulled up that way. So now your billing address for the Oceanside, California, that's now your shipping.
Yes.
Okay, so let me go So let's see. That is, make that the default one there.
Can you just take that Perrysburg one off completely? I mean, I thought it was already off, but I don't know why it's still on my account.
Yeah, I will take it out, but I was trying to look under the where it has your default address. I don't think you would probably have to go or sign in the online account. I don't think it will allow us to take it out, but it's the Oceanside, California address that shows as your default address, so that's correct. And let me just do the editing here. If you can allow me just a moment, it may take a few minutes. And also make sure. All right, I just need the street
Right,
address
are you
here.
good? No, Monica, she had it.
Okay, ma'am, I apologize for the delay. It'll be another minute or so. It's giving me. All right, let me pull it up this way. Okay, that makes it a little simpler. All right, so take out Hollister Lane. And that's 4878 Portsmouth Bay Court. And that is in Oceanside, California, 92057. I like when it just pops the information up and it's not doing that for me. Ooh, let's see. Not a problem. I can put it in. Okay, that's Oceanside. Fine, California. I do apologize for the delay. Zero five seven 920 57. And save that in. All right, so now it's saying address is saved. Is the name that's on the shipping address, is that going to change or that stays the same?
No, that's the same.
Okay. All right, so 4878 Portsmouth Bay Court, Oceanside, California, 92057. So now all of that is the same. And let me go to this account. Okay, so I need to take this out all together. See for shipping.
Can you, sorry, I'm at work, so I have to go, but can you please make sure that my order is still going to be shipped to the correct address?
I have updated the address. I was just going in the main system, but no problem with it. I'll just continue to update in our main system, but it will be shipping to your what currently showed as your billing address. Both addresses
Oh,
are the
the
same now.
order that, okay, the one that just went through today. That order.
Yeah, it's still unfulfilled, so they should not have
Okay.
a problem with it because it shows unfulfilled. But you should get a confirmation, or you will get a fulfillment confirmation to your email address And
Okay, great.
you
Thank
can
you.
double check it.
Okay, thanks.
You are welcome. Is there anything else?
Nope, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so
Okay,
much for
bye.
calling Omax Health. Have a good day.